It's not totally new to see a scientist running for office, but this year, more than 50 of them are running for federal office across the country. As WHYY's Alan Yu reports, that includes three running for Congress in Pennsylvania.
Like many people, Molly Sheehan hit a bit of a turning point in her life in 2016 with the election of President Trump. At the time, she was a bioengineer at the University of Pennsylvania, developing new tools to treat cancer and study the brain. But with the 2016 election, she wondered,
what does it mean to advance research when we're really in such a moment of crisis as a country where people's vital needs are being threatened? I think a lot of us were shook out of our laboratories and bubbles.
She says scientists like her work in diverse environments, with colleagues who depend on work visas to stay in the U.S., and some students who may be worried about deportation. And she says scientists got scared when Trump proposed to cut the budget for the National Institutes of Health by about 20%.
You know, it would obliterate programs and decades of work. Once you disband a research team, you never get that back. You could lose decades of work and billions of dollars of investment that we've put into, and miss the discoveries that we would have had.
Sheehan says there may not be a lot of scientists and engineers in Congress right now, but there should be.
Engineering lends itself really well because we don't work on problems that affect us directly. I mean, I do cancer research. I don't have cancer. It's about what's best for the end user, it's what's best for the patient, and it's what's best for the constituent. And ultimately, that's not how politics have been working, but it's how it should work.
She's one of several candidates running in the Democratic primary for the newly drawn 5th Congressional District in Pennsylvania, which covers Delaware County and parts of South Philly. And Sheehan is one of three scientists running for Congress in Pennsylvania, along with more than 50 across the country. One of them is Elaine DeMasi. She used to be a physicist and project manager at the Brookhaven National Laboratory in New York. After working there for 21 years, she's now running for Congress in New York as a Democrat. Her decision to run traces back to a speech she heard 7 years ago.
A scientist's problem-solving approach was so important in Congress. You know, a scientist is not a prosecuting attorney of one half of a problem according to a certain interest or party or donor. We just have to solve the whole problem and obtain as much information about it as possible.
That speech was made by Vern Ehlers. He was a physicist and longtime Republican congressman from Michigan. He died last year. The scientists running for Congress this year are almost all Democrats.
I don't know that Congressman Ehlers would even be nominated now if he were to start out.
That's Jack Lessenberry, the senior political analyst at Michigan Radio.
On some things, he was very conservative. He was very anti-abortion. He was very much a proponent of lowering taxes.
But Lessenberry says Ehlers valued science above party.
Whenever it came to anything scientifically, and you could prove to him that something was bad for the environment, were just not true in general, he always has displayed integrity on that, even though he got a lot of grief sometimes from other members of his party.
For example, Lessenberry says Congressman Ehlers did not ignore climate change and voted in favor of stronger fuel emission standards for cars because he knew what putting so many cars on the road does to the atmosphere.
Science was seen as sort of above politics, but we live in a different world now.
He says now scientific facts have become politicized, and that may be why so many scientists are running as Democrats, since the party has made dealing with issues like climate change a major part of its platform. Alan Yu, WHYY News.